The British commander in the South sent Loyalist Lieutenant Colonel William Moore to North Carolina to recruit local volunteer troops for a planned invasion by the British from South Carolina. Moore was ordered by Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis not to gather his recruits in one place yet. Instead, Cornwallis wanted these volunteers, mostly farmers, to focus on providing grain to feed his army. However, Moore heard that Colonel Griffith Rutherford was gathering Patriot part-time militia troops to oppose his efforts. Moore called on Loyalist or Tory companies and individuals to join him at Ramsar's Mill on Clark's Creek, now in Lincolnton. About 1,300 camped on a ridge across the creek, though 300 did not have guns. Colonel Francis Locke's forces were sent by Rutherford, who was south of Charlotte, to keep an eye on Tories in this area. Locke gathered 400 Patriots 16 miles to the northeast after hearing about the Tory camp. Though aware Moore's force was much larger, he notified Rutherford and decided with the other officers to attack anyway. The Tories had captured 20 Patriots or Whigs and planned to hang them the next day. After marching overnight, 2 miles east of town, they split their forces. Cavalry continued slowly but directly to the east end of the ridge, while the infantry moved to the south around a bog to the base. The date is Tuesday, June 20, 1780. Please follow the walking instructions under Charging Out of the Fog, and then click its audio clip.